You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greeting, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light, neighborhoods here, there, everywhere across the universe. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live tonight on the Ask One Radio Network, where we get together every Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific to look through the magical window of the tarot. That was me flipping through the cards. Hey, you know something? Let's start this off right away. I'm going to pull out a card now, and we'll see what the message is for today. And there it is. That's a good message. That's the Ten of Swords. That's actually mind-blowing, you know, that it's the Ten of Swords. Because the Ten of Swords means bad times are over. It means the trouble is over. It means the worst has happened, and from here on in, it gets better. That is so nice. Because as of yesterday, I think it happened in California, too, but as of yesterday, New York State is open. We have no more need for disease restrictions. We don't have to stand 6 feet apart. We don't have to wear masks. A lot of people are still doing it. I don't blame them. I mean, they're still scared. I mean, very scared. But we have very, very, very few people getting sick now. And that's the way things go. Let me talk to you about fear. Because there are a lot of people afraid. And they write in comments to the New York Times, and they're saying, I don't care what anyone says. I'm wearing a mask for the next 5 years, even though, you know, we've seen the emails from the doctor who says that he never felt masks did any good anyway. It's just a way to get, you know, let me put it this way. We still hear about the wonders of World War II and the Victory Gardens. Everybody had a garden, and they were growing vegetables. You couldn't feed your family that way. You couldn't do it. But it gave you a little something to do to feel like you were contributing to the war effort. That was really what that was about. It's a psyops thing. There's a British group that decided they wanted to get people more involved in protecting themselves from the virus, and so they set about terrorizing everybody. They just got together to put out a book saying they think they went too far because people are still scared. And now there's the rub. If you're going to spend a lot of money scaring people, this is what's going to happen. People are going to get scared. And maybe, you know, we should have been scared. I guess it was scary. But there comes a time to let go of fear. And, you know, that's very hard for a lot of people to do. All you have to do, I mean, a couple of years ago, not that many years ago, maybe about 3 years, 4 years ago, a woman actually told me that the Soviet Union had millions of missiles pointed at us. Well, of course, they never had millions of missiles. And there is no Soviet Union. So, you know, but these fears die hard. And I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. When people, highly trained people, like that British PSYOP group, are paid a lot of money, millions of dollars a year, to scare people, they're going to scare you. That's the job. I mean, I would like to think that maybe Alfred Hitchcock was the only guy who scared us and gave us fun. You know, you really get a guy scared in a movie, you get a person frightened in a movie, and then they laugh, you know, because it's like playing Boo with a child. But if you really scare somebody, that scars them for life, possibly. And that's why today we still have people who think that the Soviet Union is out there trying to kill us. I mean, they really do. It's just bizarre. But on the other hand, I don't hold it against anybody for being in fear right now because experts worked you over. They wanted us to be in fear for our own good. Now, that's a very paternal way of treating people, and it's like treating us like children. I think that mature people, I guess there are some out there. I like to think I'm one. Certainly chronologically, I'm a mature person. But, hey, I like to have fun as much as the next guy. But you know something? When people spend millions upon millions of dollars to scare you, the effect can reverberate. There are going to be people who will never, ever, ever let go. It's just the way it is. You know, there's a, this is, people, I read once that people were polling years ago, this is, I'm talking about in the 80s, that people were afraid of nuclear war because of the, and nuclear power plants because of the way we were introduced to nuclear power, which was by blowing up a couple of cities. That's how the world was introduced to nuclear power. And it was very hard to get people to take a thing like that seriously as safe. Now, oddly enough, Thomas Edison did the same thing with electricity. There were, way back in the dawn of the technological era here, there were two competing forms of electricity. One was direct current and one was alternating current. And naturally, now we're using alternating current. Edison was a firm believer in direct current. And Mr. Edison decided to do something to show people how dangerous alternating current was. And that's how we got the electric chair. See, they did say, well, this is a very humane way to kill somebody. And I'm not going to go into the ethics of that, or I'm not going to get into jurisprudence now. I just want you to know that the reason that Edison was behind the electric chair was because it was an alternating current device, and he wanted to show people how dangerous it was. So, hey, what can you say? That's a good way to just build fear into people's minds. I don't know about you, but I don't change light bulbs while I'm in the shower. So, you know, I have a healthy respect for electricity. There was a wonderful line on the Jack Benny program, the radio version, when Benny asked his butler, played by Eddie Anderson, the hilarious Rochester, to change a light bulb. And he said no. And he said, I don't mess around with electricity. He said, I don't play with anything that I can't, that I don't go near anything that he hit me that I can't hit back. And, you know, that's, I once received a terrible shock. I mean, I don't mean my draft card. That was a bad enough shock, but a literal shock. So I, you know, it felt like somebody was working a whole platoon of ants inside my body. It wasn't fun. Was not fun. So I too have a healthy respect for electricity, and I have a healthy respect for fear, folks. Fear is important. The fearless person is crazy. Fear is the feeling that lets you know that something dangerous is about to happen. It lets you know that there's trouble here. You know, that little thing you get if you're walking at night in a dark alley. That's, you know, that's normal. You got to have fear. You must have fear. If you don't have fear, you can't protect yourself. It's like anger. You see, people tell children, don't be angry. Don't be angry. It's wrong to be, it's rude to be angry. Anger is the feeling that lets us know that we've been treated badly. So there's a place for everything. Too much anger, we've all seen people like that. They rage and they rage and they rage. No, no good. Too much fear, forget about it. Then, you know, you can't operate. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And playing with people's fear for political motives is nothing new. There was a whole series of shows called The Power of Nightmares, which was done in England. And it's about how politicians switched from a message of hope and the future to a message of fear. So this is a very important thing. And I'm building to a point here. We've gotten to a point in New York City between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated people. And not everybody who's unvaccinated is anti-vax. There are people who got the disease, and all the studies show that they will have lifelong immunity to this disease, because there are two ways that you can trigger your immune system, and one is to get sick, and one is to get a vaccination. And I am not in favor of getting sick. Whether you want a vaccination or not, I leave that up to you. I do not promote vaccinations one way or the other, because I'm not a medical scientist. I specifically don't want to get involved in promoting untested, unapproved emergency use things. But you see, if you're hesitant, don't let anyone shame you. You know, do what you think is right and explain to them why you think it's right. If you had a choice, see, I talk to people about this all the time. They see these newspaper articles that say immunity from a vaccination is better than immunity from being sick. And they say, you see, it says right there, you get a better immunity from being sick. But that's not what the articles say. That's what the headline says. When you read the article, what they're saying is, if you have to have a choice between getting sick and getting the vaccine, it's better to get the vaccine. So you see, it's two different things. They're not saying you get a better form of immunity. They're saying it's the better way to get immunity, because you don't know what's going to happen when you get sick. I had COVID-19. It was not funny. Kept me away from you guys for weeks. I was sick for a long time because of that. Well, that was a year and a half ago. Actually, a year and 2 months ago. So, you know, hey, I'm better now. I do have a couple of weird little things that it left me with. I can't stand, like, the sound of something frying in a pan, which I guess is good because I shouldn't be eating fried foods. But that kind of crinkling sound is bad to me. Now, here's my point, folks. I have two things up. I mentioned at my Facebook page, I have that article from Scientific American, because there's a lot of people now who are going to try to scare you by saying there's a variant coming. The virus is mutating. You know, they're going to give you that until it's coming out of your ears. The article in Scientific American, which is not like, you know, Playboy, Scientific American explains how the immune system recognizes viral variants. If you have immunity to a virus, you will recognize the variants. Doesn't mean you won't get sick, but chances are you won't. And chances are if you do, it'll be very mild. Just read the article. If you can't find it by looking under natural immunity, long lasting, whatever, you know, Scientific American, go over to Reverend Elliott's Facebook page. I'm not using myself in the third person. That's the name of it. The Reverend Elliott's tarot reading Facebook page. And take a look at that article. Also, I want you to seriously, seriously consider this. Okay, you know me. You know I don't do like hard sell for products that I have. I like offering a lot of products to people. I love it. That's why I have that new shaving soap out. See, I can't resist it. But I want you to consider seriously getting the book Unmasking Fear. It was written in 1919 and it still goes. I wrote the introductions to that book, to the new edition, not the 1919 one, to put it in a more modern context. Heck, I might even update it at some point for what's going on now, but probably not, because it covers all the bases. And people are getting sick of hearing about all this stuff. But fear, that's what you've got to stop letting people play with your mind in terms of fear, or they'll ruin your life. They'll make you ruin your life. And they'll say, hey, I was just doing a job. I was just getting paid. That's why, you know, advertising is all about fear. Are you going to look silly in that car? Are you wearing last year's clothing? Does your breath stink? You know, it's all about fear. Advertising, mostly all of it is fear-based. Unmasking Fear. Spend a few dollars and get that book at Amazon.com. Unmasking Fear by Lloyd Kenyon Jones, with the introductions by me, Reverend Elliott, because we are in a time where people are scared and there are professionals doing that to you. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't be scared of a pandemic. Lord knows, I went through the disease. You ought to have a healthy respect for it. You know, that's no pun intended. But yeah, it is kind of frightening. But when people amplify your fear, when people work on you day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, to get you to be more and more scared, and doing it for money, you know, that's the really vile part. You got to know how to protect yourself. And Unmasking Fear was written at a time before mass media. It was written before radio even. And it is very good about explaining how power structures use fear to control people. Now more than ever, everybody ought to read that book, and I'm almost begging you to do this. It's not an expensive book. It's not a long book. It's not a treatise. It's written by a wonderful writer who wrote in a conversational style. It's easy to grasp. I know a lot of people don't like to read. Read it and give it to a friend. Read it and pass it along to a family member if you don't want to keep it. But you'll benefit from it, because it's called Unmasking Fear. And you can find it right at Amazon.com. You can go to mojoacademy.org and find Unmasking Fear. You can go to magic-works.com, magick-works.com, and click the page at the top there. There's a list of like 103 pages. Click the one that says fear. Fear is not your friend. It does good things for us. As I said, it's a warning system. Fear tells you there's danger. You shouldn't live in it all the time, though, because then you're not going to find the real danger. If you're always in a state of fear and something scary comes along, you're not going to notice it. And that it's going to put you at risk. So listen, I know I'm being a little hard here, but I have seen the results of
unbridled fear in people. And it is not good, friends. It is not good. Now, we just came out of a scary year, and there are people still have a vested interest in scaring you. This is great for the news television, cable news television people, because the more people are afraid, the more they tune in, and they're making money out of it. This is not like, you know, the government putting out dry little warnings from the Centers for Disease Control. This is people amplifying that. They're taking that and saying, oh my, look at this. Look, oh no, here comes a new version. You know, there's been about 11 variants of this virus already and they haven't caused much damage. But the new one, oh no, look out, here it comes. Will it take care of us? And listen, folks, here's a tip. Beware of any headline in the news that ends with a question mark, because you can answer those by saying no. Whatever the question is, just say no. I've been in journalism for 30 years. When I retired from it last year, and forcibly, I might add, because my newspaper was shut down because of all the lockdowns. But hey, I might get back into journalism. Journalism is a very important thing in the modern world. As a journalist, I can tell you two things with absolute certainty. If they make a statement in the form of a question, it's because they know it's not true, but they want to run the story anyway. And then when they get nailed for printing something that's not true, they'll say, we didn't say it was true, we just asked. And the other is ignore any news with the words could or may or maybe in the headline. Could the new virus could do this? Could they're always BS. Always. Always, always. And that's coming from a professional in the journalism business, folks, which I was. And I'm proud. I'm literally proud to say that in all my work in journalism, I never employed fear as a tactic to move any product or story. And that's just, and that's moving the product anyway, because they want you to buy the newspaper. They want you to click on the website. They want you to buy the magazine. Never used it. I do not want the karmic responsibility of causing people to be in fear and be scared. You don't know what damage it does to a person. I mean, you know, look at these people who always talk about the end of the world is coming, and when it doesn't come, they kill themselves, you see, because that's fear. So here it is. This is it. If you do not, if you buy one book a year, folks, get Unmasking Fear. I'm leaning on you. I want you to do this. Because that is an act of rebellion to get Unmasking Fear, because right now there are highly paid professionals working late into the night, burning the midnight oil to get you scared of something. And there will be something new once the fear of this fades. So be prepared. Read Unmasking Fear, mojoacademy.org. Look for it there. Look for it at amazon.com. Look for it at magic-works.com, magick-works.com. Okay, now, I'm afraid I'm done talking. So you see, that's the way it goes. So I'm going to shuffle up the cards again here, do it one more time. There we go. And I'm going to start the readings now that I've been babbling about fear. I just don't want you to live in fear, folks. I just don't. Life is too beautiful to go around scared. I don't care what they say about how you got to be afraid of everything. There's always something. If you noticed in the news, there's always something scary. That's because that's their stock in trade. That's all they have to sell. We're going to ring a bell three times now to declare sacred space and get into the holy and the divine. We'll do some divination. This isn't fortune telling. This is divination. And we're going to look through the magical window for our first caller as soon as the three bells are rung. I did it pretty fast because I've been talking a lot. Kelly in Farmingdale, New York is next. Hi, Kelly. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I have a really soft spot in my heart for Farmingdale because do you still have a small airport there?
Yes, the Republic. It's not that small anymore, though.
Oh, it shows you how old I am. There used to be so many interesting, there would be displays of old airplanes there and all kinds of wonderful stuff. And I'm one of those New Yorkers where I used to always, in the summertime, I would get in a car and, as crazy as it sounds, go down the Long Island Expressway off to Montauk to buy clams. I loved it. And I would always stop off at Farmingdale. Yeah, isn't that nice? You know, I hope you can still get clams.
Oh, yeah. And that's where the fighter jets. They park at the Republic Airport when they do the air show here in May.
Because I'll tell you something.
Right over my house and shakes everything off the shelves.
This was by this back in the 70s when the last time I don't like driving and I didn't like it. And but I used to have a radar detector clipped onto my the sunscreen there. And as soon, you knew you're getting near Montauk because you'd hear beep, 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 because they have a radar installation down at the end there. And that had to do with the jets. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I mean, I remember driving through that area in autumn and seeing like miles and miles of pumpkins growing. It was just was just beautiful. New York's a beautiful state, huh? Well, Kelly, what can I look at for you tonight?
How do I ask? I mean, I'd like driving.
Anything you want.
And is there anything that's popping up, or is any? I don't know if you're a medium. If you know my guides are talking to you, my spirit guides, ancestors, angels.
The cards will read. The cards will give an answer. If you have a specific question, any particular field, or do you want me to just look at the cards and see what they show, and if they don't show anything that resonates with you, we'll just shuffle the things up and do it again. How's that? But is there anything on your mind? Anything happening now?
My daughter's on my mind.
Okay, well, let me see. What can we do here? This is the card that I started with. The first card I got in the show is also the first card in your reading here. Let me ask you a question. Is your daughter, is this a sad situation around your daughter?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Okay, I'm asking for a specific reason. I'll get to that. Well, the first card I got is the Ten of Swords, and that is a card that means the worst is over, whatever it is. When the show started, I pulled a card to see what we could see for the situation in the world today, and I got that, and now I have it here for you. The second card is the Three of Swords, and the Three of Swords is about a very sad experience, a heartache, a painful experience, and generally it involves a family. You know, like if this came up, if somebody said, well, how's my home country doing? And you named whatever the country was and that card came up, it would indicate the possibility of civil war. It's about fighting in the family. It's about sadness and tears. But the next card, this is very odd. The next card is the Ten of Cups, and that is a perfected happiness. So it's the cards are telling me, although this is a sad situation, the worst is over and soon it's going to get very good.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular you want to look at about those three cards, or something deeper you want to see? It's kind of good news, but there's going to be pain in the meantime. It's going to be painful before it gets better.
Do you answer questions like painful, like death?
No, I don't see death here.
Okay.
I see a sudden change coming. See, I have the tower struck by lightning. That's a card of a sudden change, sudden upheaval, just coming out of nowhere and upsetting the balance and bringing in something new. But right now, I have the Two of Swords, which is about nothing much happening. It's about a situation that's not moving one way or the other. But now here we go. But here again, the next one is the Six of Rods, and that's a card of happiness and success and triumph and joy. So you see, I'm getting like bad-looking cards followed by really good ones. So that's what's telling me that it's a very up-and-down situation, but overall it's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
Is this still in reference to my daughter, or is this turning over to me in general? Or
this is the overall situation that you asked about in general, which is with you and your daughter. That it's a difficult situation. There's pain in there, but there's happiness, and then there's pain, and then there's happiness. But I keep seeing that it's that anything that's not so hot in these cards is followed by something really good. So I do think that you're going to work it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, is there anything else you want to look at?
Are you going through the cards like?
I'm going to put these cards back and shuffle them up. And if you have another quick question, we'll take a look at that.
Okay. I'm in a situation and I just want my guides or my ancestors. I know they're with me. I got my sages burning. I'm trying to ward off the evil. I got my evil eye on my neck. I just don't.
That's good. That's very good. That's very good. I'll tell you why. The minute you mentioned the evil eye, I got the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords is about a person who is doing bad things behind your back. There's somebody who doesn't have your best interest at heart. I'm assuming that you are aware of that, or you wouldn't be doing all those other things. But the cards are telling me that that's what's going on. Now, get this. The next card is the Four of Rods, which is about a happy home. And then the Sun, which is about healing and health and growth. And then the World, which is about assured success. So I don't think this person is going to succeed.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is going all right here.
Is there like a time reference in that?
Well, this is happening now. There's somebody who is really trying. I mean, it's like gossip. It's bad things going on. This isn't like somebody putting a spell or a curse on you. It's nothing like that. It's just the normal kind of nasty person in your life. And I see that those efforts are going to come to nothing. And you're doing, because you're doing purification. So that's good. Keep that up. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. And I got, again, the same card. The Ten of Swords is here, which is the worst is over. So you're heading into a period that's going to be much better. That's quite clear here. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Are you a medium?
Well, I do that sometimes. It's not my main thing, but I can look at the cards and do that. But I've got to run right now. I've got to take another call. But keep in touch. Maybe I'll hear from you again. I'm here every Wednesday, okay?
Eric, right?
Thanks a lot.
Your name is Eric.
Elliot.
Thank you. Yeah. I would have gotten the wrong
man. By the way, there are mediums on Ask One Radio. You might want to check the lineup. Go to AskOneRadio.com and see who else you might want to listen to or call in, because there are people who do mediumship more often than I do.
Okay. Well, I like your stuff. So I think I'll keep you. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Kelly. Bye. And we'll shuffle them up. Medium. Every time I hear about mediums, and I think about the late, great comedian Fred Allen, who was a big star in the old-time radio stuff. You can tell that I'm into old radio. I once wrote a show called The Spectacular Days of Radio. That was an interesting thing. It was at Atlantic City. It was produced by Radio City Music Hall Productions, a fellow named Tony Bon Jovi, who his nephew was a janitor in his recording studio. His nephew was named John Bon Jovi. And Donald Trump's organization, believe it or not. And yes, I had to get a lawyer onto old Donald. That's a whole other. I'll talk about that sometime. Barb in Edmonton, Alberta is next. Hi, Barb. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight, Barb?
I'm okay, thank you.
Oh, you know, I started to say something. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to take this out of your time. I mentioned Fred Allen in radio, and then naturally I got carried away talking about me. But the word medium is what get me, because he used to, when radio gave way to television, he didn't like television. And he said they call television a medium because it's rare that it's well done. Okay. And that still goes. So now your time, Barb, what can I look at for you?
Thank you so much. I'm just wondering if, I just got diagnosed with leukemia. It's CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, a week ago.
Oh, boy, that's devastating news, that's for sure.
It is. I am staying positive as much as I can.
Well, if it helps any, I've known people who are in the research field for leukemia, and they tell me that this is one of the more treatable forms of illness, so let's hope that it goes that way in your case.
I certainly do hope so.
Keep positive. This is very important to keep positive, because the mind sets the body. In fact, when I knew last year that I was getting COVID, I gave my immune system a stern talking to. I've talked about that here on the air, and people think that's crazy, but I sat my immune system down and said, okay, pal, I'm counting on you now. You know, and give your body a good pep talk, because people who are positive do better in terms of health. I'll give you something else. Let me tell you what you can do too. Another thing, and this is going to sound like this is not medical advice. Make a list of all the things you're grateful for, because a psychologist recently discovered that people who make a list of the things they're grateful for in life, in the world, you know, anything you're grateful for. They stay happier than the average person for 90 days. So
yes, I truly do believe that. That's very true.
And this is the time you want to, because you just got a dose of bad news, and you got to deal with it reasonably. You got to deal with it rationally, but you know it's always an emotional thing. There's no way to be unemotional about something like that. Not even Mr. Spock would do it. You know.
The biggest thing that I'm having, Elliot, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
The
fear of the unknown, because I don't know. Like, I know that I have to live with this now. And like I said, it's very recent. It's only been like a week. And I just seen my doctor for the first time since diagnosis on the 21st. So there's so many questions and wondering, like, each time I get something that's going to happen to my body. Oh, is that that? Oh, my goodness. Like, I feel that my mind is racing. Oh, and I don't want to be in that fear.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. And it's very hard. I mean, when I had COVID, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I had a hallucination based on fear. I thought I saw a big TV screen and it kept running off the names of all the dead people. And I had to keep telling myself, this is not real. We don't have a television. So, you know, I don't know how that got in there. But see, I like to keep as positive as possible. And they put fear into my mind also. So you do what you can to keep away from the fear. Do any rituals you can do, cleansing, meditation. Just tell yourself that you're going to be, whatever happens, you're going to be the best you can be. You see what I mean?
Yes, I totally understand that.
I'm not saying that you'll get rid of anxiety, but you want to minimize the anxiety. And a good time maybe to talk to a therapist, or, you know, maybe like calling the Cancer Association. They might be able to walk you through that, because I knew people who were researchers in that field of leukemia, and they assured me that they have made incredible strides, more so than any other form. So,
that's what I've heard, and I've been told by the specialist.
Good, good. Well, so, I'm telling you that's true.
Okay.
So I've got some cards here that I pulled while we were talking. The first card does not surprise me in the least. Okay. It is the tower struck by lightning. That came up earlier in another reading, but the tower struck by lightning is a sudden bolt from out of nowhere that blasts your reality and shatters things and changes things. Now that happened. So what the cards are telling. The cards are telling me that they're confirming that this experience, because that's it. That's what happened. You just got news that blasted
you.
The star is the next card. The star is hope and optimism. That's fascinating, because the star is about hope and optimism. The next card, now there are all of these cards, by the way, I pulled four cards for you. They're all major cards. There are only 22 major cards in the deck of 78 cards, and you got four of them. That means this is an important issue in your life. You don't need me to tell you that.
Yes.
After the star, which is about hope and optimism, is the High Priestess. Now, this relates to what you were saying about the unknown, because the High Priestess is the person who can see behind the veil, who can see the secrets, the secret doctrine, the mystical side of life. Now, that is nothing like, you know, you don't have to go to a swami, or you don't have to climb a mountain and speak to holy people who are 300 years old. You know, it's just a matter of, of getting in touch with your spiritual side. The best part of all, the next is the sun. The sun is healing, health, and growth.
Okay.
So that's really good. I have one more card I pulled here. It's a major card again. So you got five major cards. It's the Empress. The Empress is a creative, fertile woman. On many cards, it shows the woman sitting in a field of wheat and fruit and vegetables, because it's a person who can make things happen and make things grow and gets things moving and gets things happening. It's not necessarily fertility in the sense of children like the female fertility. It's a sign of fertility, because the fertility and creativity is a feminine characteristic. You know, there are masculine and feminine traits in terms of Greek mythology, all of that. And creativity is a very feminine thing. And in that, because for obvious reasons, because women create life. So these are marvelous cards. And the center card is the High Priestess. And I want you to keep that one in mind and get in touch with the more spiritual side of things. And you can just do that in a very simple way, like do a blessing over each glass of water that you drink. You know, simple things. Okay. Like that. You can, because these things, let me tell you about blessings, because this is mind blowing. I haven't mentioned this yet, but one of the things that I do, you can find this at my website, magic-works.com. There's a thing about kitchen alchemy and kitchen alchemy. And I tell people how to make yogurt at home. You can make delicious yogurt at home.
Wow.
Everyone knows that. But here's the thing. Every few months, because you take some yogurt from the last batch and you start the next one, and then you take the yogurt from that and you start the next one. And every few months, it wears out. Every few months, the strain gets tired. And sometimes it could take a month, sometimes 2 months. But in my experience, you always have to change it. I have been making yogurt for the last year and 2 months from the same batch, one after the other. And one of the things that happens is, before I put it aside to ferment, my wife blesses it. And that's the only thing we've done different. Every time, I've been making yogurt since I'm 15, and I'm really old. I'm an old man, but I've been doing this all my life, and never, ever, ever have I kept a yogurt culture going for over a year. And the only thing we can think of, it's because she puts her hands on the container and blesses it. That's the only thing I've done differently. So get in touch with, even if you just hold a glass of water and just picture that the water as you drink it will be absorbed by your body and bring health. Picture everything you eat bringing you health. Picture health. Think health. It's, that isn't a magical cure, but it's a way to keep your mind positive, because this is some scary stuff. And you are going to get anxiety about this. I would too.
Oh, I'm starting to. It just started mostly yesterday. It started to hit me really bad because I was just getting some abdominal cramping. So my mind went right away to think, oh boy.
Oh, you know something. I get a pain in my in like the long bone in my leg, and I start thinking, oh hell, there's something wrong with my marrow. I'm dying. So I know exactly what you mean about the, and I have no reason to feel that way. But you got that first card is the Tower. You got bad news that suddenly hits you like a bolt of lightning. The next card is the Star, which is hope and optimism. The High Priestess is about remaining as spiritually grounded as you can. The Sun is the card of healing and health and growth. And the Empress is about a creative person who can make things happen. So I think you're on a very good track. Keep me posted. Well, you can email me anytime. My email, I'm the easiest person in the world to find. You could just look up Reverend Elliot's Magical Window or Reverend Elliot. But the email is asktarot@earthlink.net. You can contact me through Ask One Radio. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with me. Facebook, just Reverend Elliot's Magical Window as an internet search will get you to me. Send me an email, okay?
I would love that. And I'm just wondering, Reverend Elliot, while I'm going through this, like I live alone, and my kids who come to visit from time to time, but my parents have passed.
Yes.
Is, like, spiritually a connection to know that they're watching, or that they know?
I'm going to tell you that this has already been answered. This has already been answered for you, because the middle card in that reading I had was the High Priestess. Remember, and I said that's the person who can see behind the veil, and that could be the other world. Because when people ask me to do readings of afterlife people, that's one of the cards I look for, and that's there. So yes, I'm going to absolutely say yes, because that's what it is. You've got power coming from the other side of the veil. And that's people watching for you. And I firmly believe in that, because I mentioned this before. I'll talk about it another time. I've talked enough about me tonight. But on the first anniversary of my having had COVID-19, something very bizarre manifested itself in the apartment here. I mean, it just appeared. A thing appeared. And I still have that thing. I mean, it came out of nowhere. So, there are people. And a very, very dear friend had recently died. I get the jitters thinking about it, but I'll talk about it at length at some point. But I think the High Priestess card right smack in the middle means that yes, they're watching over you. So I'm going to also light a candle for you tonight, a white candle to send pure energy, and I will send that to you off tonight. How's that?
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And take care.
Thank you for your time and blessings to you. And I'm glad that you've recovered from your COVID very well.
Thank you. And, you know, you can email me anytime if you just feel, like you said, if you just feel like unburdening, you just send me, write whatever you want. And then if you want to say at the end, just delete this, I'll delete it. You know, if you want to get it off your chest, do it. And because I don't save these things. Okay.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we'll shuffle up the cards. We've passed the halfway mark. You're listening to Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. Yeah, life throws us so many things, you know. Life throws us many curves. And yet, you know, I think I mentioned this last week. I have a friend who, not last week, I missed last week's show. It's the week before. I have a friend who went to the doctor, got checked out, and found out that he had all of the antibodies for COVID-19. And the guy said to him, when did you get sick? And he said, I didn't know. Now, you see, about 80% of the people who got the virus never got sick or only got mildly sick. But what's fascinating is this fellow is 92 years old. Now, you know, this is... these are the breaks. You know, I can't fathom that. This is the finger of fate, right? You know, so life throws these things at us, and it's up to us to work them out and deal with them as best we can. And that's why I say, keep a positive attitude, no matter what it is. Keep a positive attitude. I don't mean be ridiculous about it. I don't go around saying, gee, having COVID-19 was the best thing that ever happened to me. It sucked. But getting through it and being alive is a pretty damn good accomplishment, I can tell you that. Jen in Ontario is next. Hi, Jen. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi.
Hi, Jen. I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Oh, good. Maybe we can make that a little better. What can I look at for you, Jen?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of looking for some guidance. I'm kind of lost in my world right now, and everything just seems crazy and out of whack for me. So I don't feel like I'm on the right path with anything in my life, not love, nothing. So,
well, it's funny that you mentioned love, because the first card that I got here, while you were talking, I pulled some cards. And the first card I got is the Ace of Cups. And the cups are about romance and happiness and emotion and joy. And the cups are the Ace of Cups is the ace is like a beginning. So that's a card that says that there's these are potentials, the aces. They're not the same as like the court cards. But this says that there is a potential for happiness, emotional fulfillment, love, romance coming your way. The Queen of Swords is here, and that's an interesting card, because this is the sword cards in the court field are about the mind. And it tells me that you're pretty well advanced in changing the way you see the world and the way you think, that you're developing a new way of looking at things in the world. And it's going to be very good for you, because I've got the World as the next card, and that is a card of assured success. So I just think it's a rough patch you may be going through now, but what's coming up is going to be an emotional renaissance for you. It's going to be a rebirth for you. The thing is that you're starting to see things differently. Your mind is growing and expanding, which is, you know, more than we can say for a lot of people. So I'm glad that things are happening that way for you. It's a very good thing. And the World is a card of, like I said, the gypsies call it assured success.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because the sword, the Queen of Swords, uh-huh. is also the air sign card, right? And I'm Aquarius, yep. So.
Swords are airs, yes. And the queen is, if you read them that way, it's like picking a significator. Like for me, my significator is the King of Coins, because I'm an older, a mature male, and the coins are for Capricorn. So yeah, that is your card then. It's the woman who is the air sign. I want to see if I can leave you with one other thing. Yeah, this is good. This is a good card. This shows me exactly what I suspected is going on. The next card is a good surprise, though. It's the four of swords. Five, you can forget. Fives are terrible in tarot. Fives are bad news. The four of swords is a person who is kind of taking time out. It's a card that a lot of people who aren't familiar with tarot look at and think it means you're going to die, because it shows something that looks like a crypt, you know, a person lying on top of it. But it's not. It's about taking time out from what's going on in the world and meditating and letting new things percolate. And that fits right in with the new way of thinking. I think that what's going on is that you're changing and growing. Now, the next card is the Fool. That is the card that symbolizes the beloved of God. The Fool, if there was anything negative in these cards, would reverse it. There is no negativity there. So you're just at a point of change now, and change is difficult, especially for our friends. Man, I've noticed every time in my life when I start changing and growing, the first thing that happens is I lose friends. What happened to you? They say, you're not what you used to be. You know, I like to, it's almost a joke, but there's someone I know who I've known since like the third grade who says that to me. You know, you're not like you were in the third grade. So I should hope not. I'm a decrepit old man now. Yeah. So let me tell you this. The last card I've got for you is also a major card. It's Judgment. That means this, that is a rebirth. That means you, that's the one that shows the people rising out of the grave. You know, that is a rebirth. You are changing. You are growing. You are getting all these things, and it's coming. It's going to help you out. The way you see things is going to improve, and there is a potential for romance coming your way soon. So check back with me in a few months, and we'll look again. How's that? Because like I said, I'm here every Wednesday, and I've been here for over 10 years, and I'm going to stay here for another 10 years at least. So you'll be able to find me. And let's take a look at that again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're in the middle of the change, and you're in that kind of timeout period. So it feels like nothing is happening, but a lot is happening below the surface. So take heart, okay?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Be well. Bye-bye now. And hey, let's just bounce right over to Edith in Richmond, Virginia, because we're running short on time. Hi, Edith. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Hope to give you, I have a bit of time left. I've got to control my babbling here. So what can I look at for you?
I'm trying to connect with my husband. It was an unexpected death in December.
Oh. That's terrible.
And the hospital did not. Something happened. I don't know what happened, but something happened.
Yeah. Well, if that's going to happen, it can happen there. Hospital almost killed me once, and then had the nerve to charge me. They had to charge. They charged us about $300,000 for the privilege. But
they were going to send him. What I don't understand is they had him in a. Unit for intensive care, but it wasn't ICU, but it was a step before ICU, and they were going to send him home 2 days before that, and that same day they were trying to send him down to a lower unit. And I think something's wrong.
Well, let me tell you what I've got here. I have cards here that are fascinating. I mean, just absolutely fascinating. Like I said earlier to another caller, when I look at people who've passed on, there are certain cards I like to look for. And one of them is the High Priestess, because the High Priestess communicates behind the veil being that when this world and the next. And that's the very first card I got. So we're on track here. This is going to be a message. The next card is the Lovers, okay? That's a message to you.
Yeah.
This is your lover. The Three of Swords is in the middle. That is almost always in these readings because that means sadness. There's great sadness. You are missed, and he knows that you miss him. So both of you are feeling that. The Six of Swords is about a person who moves from where they are to a better place, as is the Eight of Cups, and I've got both of those. So the message is, I'm moved. I'm different. I'm in another place. But that's followed by the Fool, which is the card I had earlier also, which is the Beloved of God, which is a card of great happiness. And that is what has always fooled me, tricked me in a sense, when I did these readings, I started doing these readings, because they show sadness, they show loss, and then they always end up with happiness. So the message that I'm getting here is, it's me, we're lovers. We'll always be lovers. I'm very sad. I feel that you're sad. I've moved to a different place, but I've still retained some of that, and that feeling, you know. And the Fool is there, which says that it's a card of joy and happiness and protection and spiritual attainment and achievement. So, I'm seeing somebody, because usually I get a reading that the person is really happy and growing and balanced where they are. What I'm getting here is are cards that show the person is not quite happy there yet and is moving towards that, which is the Six of Swords and the Eight of Cups, because the feeling between the two of you is still so strong that he feels it too. That's why I think the second card is the Lovers, followed by the Three of Swords, which is about sadness. And it shows a heart crying. How much more sad, you know, what else can you say about it? This is a heartbreaking situation. But the message is that although I'm moving, although I'm heading towards a different plane of existence, there'll always be a part of me with you. And that's where the Fool card comes in, because this is the person who is looking out for you wherever they are and can continue to do that. And I think this is a very fine reading that way.
Okay. I didn't get to tell him goodbye.
You can do that. You can picture him and speak to him and say goodbye that way. There are if you want to send me an email, I can send you a meditation technique that will help you to visualize him. It's very hard now. It's not been that long at all. It's not long at all. And let me tell you, I say this all the time in situations like this. I despise it when people go up to someone and say, you know, you've grieved enough. Because how do they know? How do they know what you've had? And if you feel that it's getting in the way of your existing and your life, you might want to seek professional counseling. But for now, it's so new. It's so new. And the idea of not being able to say goodbye, I'm seeing a consciousness that is still aware of you as a couple. So you can still say goodbye and picture it and see him and do that when you're ready. You don't have to go do it now. It's an awful lot to ask, because it's going to hurt. You know, they say parting is sweet sorrow. I don't see much sweet about it in this case, but yeah, sorrow, definitely. So keep that in mind.
He told me, if something happened to him, to sell the house. And that's what I'm trying to do, trying to get it ready to sell.
So you see, that's the person who took care of, who had you in mind while he was here. According to what I see in these cards, he still has you in mind over there. And that's just perfect, isn't it? So of course you do. And you know something, it's not going to go away. All we can do is internalize the person and have the person with us. I have the Magician here, which is a card I was glad to see, because it's like the Fool in the sense it's about a person who can draw power from above spiritually and bring it down here. And so I think that you've got an advocate on the other side now. Because that bond between you was so strong that the card I got was the Lovers. And he's telling you. I've got to run. The clock is running out on me. But contact me. AskTarot@earthlink.net is my email, and you can contact me. There's contact form at magic-works.com, magick-works.com. You can contact me through the contact form there, and I can show you some meditation techniques that'll help you. But picture him and picture yourself saying goodbye when you're ready, because it's going to be very emotional.
Ready.
No, it's going to be really emotional.
I want him there.
Yeah, well, it's not about letting go. It's about saying the words you feel you should have said. I've got to run.
Okay.
I've only got a minute left. So listen, I'm going to light a candle for you tonight. A positive energy for the both of you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, that's it. You've come to the end of another edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. I think it's number 327 or 28 in there. So, what a moving show tonight. What a moving show. And, you know, the first card I got reading for the temper of the times was that the worst is over. And that has sort of been the theme of readings tonight. I think the worst is over for all of us, and we are coming out of this, and we stuck together. We didn't crack up, and I'm going to reiterate what I said at the beginning. I want you to look for unmasking fear, because there are people out there who are going to prey on your vulnerabilities for their own pocketbook. Don't let them. Unmasking fear tells about people who use people to control them. So listen, until next week, your friendly neighborhood esoteric practitioner saying time flies. Remember that. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.